T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To the Travelers Championship, sans fans. With us to talk about that is Tournament Director Nathan Grube. Grube, good morning. How are you?
I am great, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you on. How's everybody holding up? How's homeschooling going on in the Grube household?
I tell you what, the kid's like, wait, why can't we do this every year? And my wife's like, yeah, that's not going to happen. So, but no, they're holding up. I mean, it's way, way better than I thought they were. Let's just say that.
And your wife is one of the most patient people I know. So,
she's got them. We call it Camp Carmen because she's got them on a pretty good regimen. So,
oh, good for her.
I'm on that regimen too. So we're all good. No, it's, yeah, but it's going well. It's going, like I said, better than I thought it was going to go.
Good. Well, we saw televised golf on Sunday, and I think that made everybody feel good, and it was entertaining.
Yeah.
To see guys wearing shorts and carrying their own bags and the like. As we move closer to the resumption of regular play in a couple of weeks at Colonial, how constant is your conversation with the PGA Tour offices down in Florida?
I would say 2 to 3 times a day we're talking to them. I mean, they are putting a lot of focus and attention on these first four return to golf events, they're calling them, you know, kind of getting the sport back on TV, trying to figure this out without fans. So we are talking to them constantly. And what's actually pretty cool too is I think you guys know this, the tournaments talk a lot amongst each other too. So we've been talking to the first four events a ton. The tournament directors were getting on calls. Hey, what did you do about this? Well, you know, have you ever thought about this? Oh my gosh, I never even saw this. So like, we're sharing ideas because, I mean, none of us have ever done this before. So between the tour and the other events, I mean, there's a lot of eyes on this and a lot of people asking questions. So everybody's sharing information, so that's good to hopefully be as ready as we can be next month.
Yeah. And you know, for you, well, actually, you guys work at this all year. But I would imagine about now you'd be really starting to get busy setting up for the crowds, which won't be there.
Yeah. So it's definitely going to be – it's different. I would say this, right, to your point. We usually take about a year to plan this. And what has happened is we've had a couple months now to kind of build a version of the Travelers Championship that we've never built before.
Yeah.
And so just going through every single expectation, you know, you can't take anything for granted. What about this? Every single way you used to do something, you can't do it that way anymore. So really just starting from scratch. And everybody's been very, very patient. I mean, our sponsors, our volunteers,
right.
You know, working with everybody. We're talking to all of our different committees, you know, hey, let's walk through all of this again. But yeah, no, usually we're down actually at the course. We would have been there for almost a month now, actually probably about 5 or 6 weeks with the build. That has changed. This weekend typically is the weekend that the rest of the staff moves down and we move into trailers and you kind of hunker down for the last 30 days.
Right.
So we're doing that. We're hunkered down remotely. So, you know, Saturday calls, Sunday calls, things like that. So we're kind of living our remote last 30 days. But it looks very different. We were down at the course and they're setting up all the food and beverage, you know, layouts on how they're going to be, you know, with the current regulations and, just kind of replanning everything. So it's a different world.
So even without spectators, you do that?
We do, yeah. I mean, it's actually because when you look at the people on site from the competition standpoint, it's actually, I mean, moving all of those people around, we're still having to have security, you know, fire, PD, medical, you know, because you have all the people still on property to actually
right.
host the event, you know, the television crews, the competition, shot link, things like that. So there's still, you know, I mean, a few hundred people on site. So to move them all around in a safe way is just a completely different endeavor. But it's taken all of us to do it. But I think everybody's looking forward to 21 as well.
God, that's just going to be so strange, you know, not to be up. Oh, you want to talk about that a little bit? Because there won't be any spectators. And I know a lot of people, you know, buy tickets fairly early because they're looking forward to this thing. Is there a refund policy then?
Oh, yeah. Anybody who, once we announced we were fan only, people were refunded their tickets immediately. It was just something. I mean, I think everybody has been refunded from a ticket standpoint. From a sponsor standpoint, you know, the people that you buy the sky boxes and the tents and things like that. Those actually groups, it's been very, I think we talked about this a little bit before, they have been actually still making donations. Like, you know, if they used to spend X on a skybox, they've said, you know what, we still want to make a donation to the tournament charities. Here you go.
Right.
And we're still going to have a significant number going back out to charity because our sponsors are looking at this as a super unique year.
Good for them.
And I go back to when I got up here in 05, I remember hearing about how this community supported this tournament. You know, we saw in 04 it was 03 with the bridge year, maybe it was 02, where the community stepped in, and then, you know, there was that transition time from 6 to 7 where I got to feel it. Like, I'm feeling that exact same feeling right now where sponsors are saying, look, totally different year, but we still believe in the mission, we still believe in the causes, we still believe in the charities. Here's a donation to support the tournament charities. And it's a pretty unique feeling. It's something I think our community should feel really, really good about, that we're not going to have spectators, we're not going to have all that hospitality, but we're still going to have a really big donation back to charities in our region that really, really need it right now.
Wow.
Talking with Nathan Grubb, Travelers Tournament Director. I know you mentioned all the groups that were patient. You don't have to answer this, but I can guess the most impatient group is the one that I belong to, the media. Can we go? Can we not go?
Super patient. What are you talking about?
Oh, please stop it.
That has been, and we've tried to, you know, working with the tour again on one of our, you know, 2 to 3 calls a day with them. How is the media situation going to work? What would a media center look like? How do you, you know, build that out in a socially distant way? How do you do that in a responsible way, in a safe way? So we're getting there with the tour, figuring out exactly what that's going to look like. But that's one of those things that hasn't been 100%. The plan's not totally done on that yet. So we're still working through that.
And I would imagine, because this is the third tournament in the restart, you have the possibilities of having as great a field as you've ever had.
Yeah.
So the short answer to that is yes. I mean, we're going to start releasing players. We obviously kind of took a step back from that the last, you know, month or so. We didn't think it was really appropriate to, you know, be talking about, hey, look at the player field, you know, things like that. But I mean, getting inside that 30-day window, we're going to start releasing players again. And the short answer is it's going to be one of the best. It's going to be probably the best field we've ever had.
Wow.
When it comes, you look at statistics, when you look at the top 10 guys coming, you look at the top 20, the top 50, and a lot of it is we're one of the first events back. I mean, we're very fortunate. The players love the golf course, and they love how it sets up for their game. They think it's fair, but it's hard. And so you're going to, you know, on TV, we're going to be able to highlight one of the best fields we've ever had, if not the best.
Will the TV coverage be expanded, or will it be what it's Golf Channel and CBS always do?
Yeah, so on the network side, it's going to be very similar, but I think there's going to be a lot of digital stuff on PGAtour.com, CBSSports.com, things like that, that's going to provide more stuff through that platform. Yeah. More from an online or on your phone or kind of, you know, that type of stuff. They're going to expand that. But as far as the broadcast goes, it'll be the same hours. But there will be more content that they're pushing out there on social and otherwise.
The PGA, I think, put out a 37-page document of guidelines. And among those are some of the things you would expect. I guess if you're a player, if you're a caddy, you have to be tested.
Mm-hmm. No, it is. And Ray, that was a very comprehensive deck. And the tour was good about that they worked with us on that. They took feedback from us. They showed us some initial drafts. You know, what do you think of this? How would this actually play out? Is this realistic? So they worked with the tournaments, the title sponsors on a lot of that stuff. And so when it rolled out, we were not surprised by it. But then I was choking with somebody from the tour. I said, hey, you know, good job on putting this together. And they said, yeah, we put it together. Now you have to implement it, you know, as a joke. So, you know, we're going through every one of those pages going, okay, what does that mean? You know, how do we get caddies safely from here to there? How do you feed this group? How do you do this? Transportation, hotels, you know, what's happening off site? So, I mean, I won't bore you, but there's a whole bunch of just little things in there. It's very well thought out. It's very thorough. And that's what basically we were, all of us are working on for the next month.
One last question before I let you go. I need a quick answer. Will you still be chartering a plane? Because now, instead of golfers coming from New York, they're going to be coming from Hilton Head.
Yeah, actually, the tour, as part of their protocol, is actually chartering that plane. So they're flying a charter. The first four events, they're flying a charter for the players to all of those events, and it's players and their caddies. So it won't be our charter, but we're working with the tour on it. It's coming straight from there at the beginning of the week, and then it's leaving us and going to Detroit. So that's part of what the tour is trying to, you know, create this quote-unquote bubble of transporting players and caddies around the country. So they're going to be doing the charter this year.
All right. Very good. Nathan, thanks. We'll talk to you again just before the tournament. Nathan. Thank you.
Guys, thanks. Talk
appreciate
to you
it. All right.
Still going to be a lot of work in this.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of work in this. But you know what? It'll be worth it. It'll be worth it to be able to sit and watch it.
Yeah, finally.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.